So things aren't always what they seem. It's a brand new day, but is it? Okay, there's a story about this barber in the barbershop, and he's cutting this guy's hair. And a kid comes in, like he does every day, and the barber goes, "Watch this. This kid, he doesn't get it. He's so dumb. Just watch this." So he says, "Hey, kid, come here. I got a game for you. Which one do you want?" And he holds out one hand that has two quarters in it, and the other hand has $1 in it. And the kid grabs two quarters and leaves. And the barber says to the man, "See, he doesn't get it. I don't know why. He comes in here every day, and he always takes the two quarters and leaves." So later on that day, the barber is walking down the street, and he sees the kid coming out of the ice cream store eating ice cream. And he says, "Kid, I don't get it. Why do you keep taking the two quarters?" He says, "Well, it's simple. Because the minute I take the $1, the game's over." See? So the kid was not dumb at all. He knew exactly what he was doing. A new day. There are many times during the year when we can start again. New Year's is one of them, right? We make New Year's resolutions. That's one of the days. On our birthday, that's another day when we say, okay, we're starting out a new year. We're going to start out a new life. These are our intentions. Here we go. It's all new. Spring is another one, and we're getting ready for spring, so this is a good time for us to start anew. Nature is naturally starting anew. We're starting to see the blossoms come, and the rain is dissipating little by little. And it's time for us to start that again, to start again and look at ourselves and where we're at. Easter's coming. In India, it's the time of Holi, H-O-L-I. That's the holiday where they throw the colors. Everybody wears white, and then you get these powdered colors and you throw them at everybody, and it's just the day of renewal. And so that's the one video where we have the splashes of colors. That's kind of where they got that is from. A little bit of India in there. But sometimes just setting the intentions to do something new or be new or having your list or your affirmations, it just isn't enough. And we're like, why is this not working for me? Why am I not getting anywhere? Well, there's a simple answer for that. And it's in this story. Okay, here we go. So in India, there's these four guys. They're on the bank of a river, and they finally finished work. It's really late, but they need to cross the river. It's a very wide river, overnight, in order to get on the other side by morning when one of their friends' daughter is getting married. So they're like, okay, we got to go across the river, but it's night, it's dark. What are we going to do? And they said, that's easy. We'll just take turns rowing. And we'll just stay up all night and just row across, and we'll make it. It'll be fine. So they're like, okay, cool. So all night, they're taking turns. They're rowing. They're laughing. They're having a good time. They're enjoying each other's company. They're like, this is great. Then the sun starts coming up, and they're thinking, oh, gosh, we must almost be there by now. We've been rowing this whole time. And they look, and they haven't moved an inch. The boat is in the same exact place. And they're like, what went wrong? They forgot to pull up the anchor. This is a piece that we often forget when we're setting intentions and trying to go for something new in our life, something greater, something better. We don't pull up the anchor. We don't let go of the past that is not serving us. We don't say, goodbye, I don't need that anymore. We're still looking over our shoulder going, but what about, you know? We need to, eye on the prize, baby. Eye on the prize. It's a new day. And it's like when you do your spring cleaning, you clean the house, right? But you also get rid of the junk. you don't put the junk in a nice pile and say, let's just display this and look at it and remind ourselves of the junk. No, you go through your closets and you get rid of clothes that are, they don't fit you anymore, or maybe there's tears in them, or maybe you've outgrown them, or they're out of style, or whatever, right? You just get rid of it. You don't keep it in your house. One of the great movies of all time, a classic movie, is Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Have you guys seen that movie? I had to see it twice because the first time I saw it, I had Freddie with me, and Freddie was only maybe seven or something, but he was a real movie file, and he wanted to see everything. So I sat with him in the movie, and we got really good, but the same thing kept happening again and again, and he got frustrated, and he said, I'm out of here, before the movie ended. So I never even knew for years how the movie ended because my seven-year-old was running up the aisle and out into the theater. He's like frustrated. I'm out of here. He couldn't take it anymore. So I never knew what the ending was. So years later, I had to go back and watch the movie again to say, wait, how did he get out of it? You know, how did that happen? Well, the moral of the story is that the way he got out of it is he changed. Like, the circumstances in Groundhog Day, everything stayed the same, but he understood finally that he was what needed to change. And when he changed, then everything changed and he could move on. He could move on. He could wake up and it was a new day. So I think that's a lesson we can all learn. And it's not, the point is we can't necessarily change our outside circumstances until we change our inner circumstances, our inner selves, right? So how do we do that? So in Vedanta, there are these things called tattvas, T-A-T-T-V-A. And they're like qualities. But the literal meaning of tattva is thatness, that, T-H-A-T, thatness. What does that mean? That basically means God. Because there's all these sayings in Vedanta and Hinduism, that thou art. That. And when they point to that, they mean God, the universe, that energy, thatness. So what are the qualities of that? And those are the qualities that God exhibits, that God embodies. And those are the same qualities that we can embody. And there's many of them, of the good high qualities that we can embody. So I thought today, let's just look at a few of them, just four of them, and see how we can, rather than saying, I want this thing or that thing and pointing to that, let's look at this that and say, how can we tweak this that so that through our lens, we see the world as a new day and it and thus it becomes a new day for us because of the way we see it. So the first one is authenticity. That is like my favorite word in the whole world, authenticity. If something is authentic, it's real. It's real. And in Vedanta, there's only two things in the world, that's real and that's not real. What's not real? Pretty much everything is not real because anything that doesn't last, anything that has a timeline to it, anything that comes and goes, that changes, that's not real. But what's real? God, spirit, universal energy, whatever term you want to hear for it. So by focusing on your authenticity, by focusing on your realness, that's focusing on your identity with God, your connection with God, your, you know, that you are a reflection of that. And I love the word reflection too, because it's like, I know who I am. I'm Lisa. I'm these roles that I play. I'm up here right now. But can I see myself right now? I can't, because my eyes are looking outward. I don't know if I have spinach in my teeth. I don't know if my hair is a mess or anything. I can't tell. But if I look in a mirror, I see that reflection, then I see what I'm looking at, right? But I don't need to look in a mirror. I can look at Pam. I can look in Pam's eyes, and Pam can say, hey, get that spinach out of your teeth, right? The message is clear. Pam is God. I see God as a reflection in her eyes, and I see her looking back at me, recognizing the same thing. So it's like, I am that. This is that. All this is that, and that is all there is. And that is all there is. That is all there is. That's all there is. When we know that who we are, then we know that life is not about gaining anything. This is in the Bhagavad Gita too. We know that life is not about gaining anything. It's knowing that we have everything already. I was thinking about this driving over too, and a good analogy for that is like, you have kids in a house. They don't own the house. They don't own the furniture. They don't own any of it. It's the parents that own the house. But the kids sure act like it's their house, don't they? They sleep in the bed. They eat the food. They're totally provided for. They don't worry about anything. And that's the way it should be for us in this life, too. This is our world. It's all ours. And we do act like it in some ways. We drive on the streets. We don't like ask permission to drive on the street. Oh, can I go? I know it's your street city, but you live in the city. You live here. You got a car. You're allowed to drive on the streets. Did we pay for the street? I guess with our taxes and stuff we did. But do we own it? No. We can't say, oh, I own this street. I'm going to go take it with me on my next trip so I can use it over there. No, it doesn't work that way. You know, when you buy a ticket and you go to see the theater, it says 13B and I go sit in 13B. But when the show is over, do I pick up the seat and take it with me? No, I'm like just using it. And that's how God has provided for us in this whole beautiful life. But we feel like we're in lack. We feel like we're missing something. Except for when we're being totally authentic, when we're being totally, when we know who we are, when we understand how it all works. So that's really important. The tattvas are interesting because when you look at, you know, if you take life as a spectrum of, you know, the most materialistic to the most spiritual, the tattvas kind of measure where you are on that spectrum. So how authentic are you? You know, then you're moving more towards the spiritual. Okay, so the next one is integrity. This is a big one, right? What is integrity about? It's about honoring your own thought, word, and deed. Not just to other people, but to yourself too. To yourself. Do you practice what you preach? Do you walk your talk? Do you do what you say you're going to do? That's a big one. And that's a pet peeve for me. And when people break their promises to me or they say they're going to do something, and I know they have the best intentions, but I kind of know they're too busy to do it anyway, but they're just telling me what I want to hear or whatever, you know, and then they don't do it. I don't get disappointed anymore because I know where they're coming from. And I take responsibility and say, I'm going to do it myself, or I can do it myself, or I can delegate it to somebody else, or I can find another way. But it all comes back to me. If it's something I want, something I expect, I have to get it. I have to take responsibility, right? And I learned a lot from that. So now I'm not so hard on people and I don't have those expectations set so high. It's like, okay, yeah, if they do it, terrific. But if not, then plan B, C, D will take care of it. I'm not going to sweat it. It's not going to be a problem. The other thing is, the other tattva that I want to talk about is responsibility. And this, they all kind of flow into each other, like integrity and then responsibility. Like, whose responsibility is it? Well, and it's my responsibility. It always comes down to that. I have to take responsibility for anything that happened to me. I'm not a victim. I can't, you know, control circumstances, but I can control my response to circumstances. I can control my reactions to whatever happens. You know, it rains. Am I going to be like crying in the rain? Oh, I have to go out in the rain. No, I have a choice. I can stay in. I can use an umbrella. I can wear a raincoat. I can go out and get wet, and who cares? There's choices you have to make, you know? Life isn't perfect, and it's designed that way. Because if life was perfect, how boring that would be. It'd be like Freddie watching Groundhog Day over and over again. I'm out of here. Like, what? This is boring. Too boring. And it's interesting. I was thinking of examples for this and how important it is to ask for help. Taking responsibility doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it all yourself, but you have to be brave enough to ask. You know, you have to be resourceful enough to just ask, whether you're asking God for help or you're asking your friend for help or your kid for help or whatever. You know, it, you go in the, I was going to say Yellow Pages, but I don't even think we have anymore. You go on Google and you ask for help. You know what I mean? That's just the way it is. So, and you have to be prepared for unexpected solutions. Unexpected solutions. Okay, so this is the first time I realized that. I'm 16 years old, like freshman or sophomore in high school. I had my mom's car, my Chevy Vega. So that dates me a little bit, right? But my Chevy Vega, I'm like so cool. Driving my friends in the car. We go to this high school party where there's a lot of older kids, but we just think we're cool. It's a rainy night. That's okay. Park the car. We don't care. We just are like feeling like big kids. We're at this party. We drove here ourselves and it's like, wow, this is great. So we have a good time at the party. And then we leave, go to my car. My car is stuck in the mud. Like, okay, like, you know, this experience, right? It is, I'm flooring it. It's like the wheels are going around. My friends are like, okay, well, we'll get out. Then the car's too heavy. We'll get out. You know, we're trying to push it. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? And I'm like, I can't call my mom. This is like, that would be a disaster. What do I do? What do I do? So then I thought, okay, I'm just going to ask. So I went back in the house, and here I am like this little kid compared to who I think are these big, cool kids, right? And I said, my car is stuck in the mud and I don't know what to do. Does someone know what to do? Does someone have any ideas? Like, is there somebody I can call or what do I do? This is before cell phones, of course. So I didn't have a cell phone. I couldn't just like call Uber or something. So the person, whoever it is, I don't even know who it is that I was talking to, said, oh yeah, we got this. Don't worry. I'm like, okay, what do you mean? Don't worry. Don't worry. So this guy goes around. Next thing I know, he's talking to all these other guys. This whole big group of guys comes out. They're like the football team, okay? They're like the football team. They go to the car. Where's your car? Where's your car? It's over there in the mud. They go to the car. They literally pick the car up out of the mud and put it on the street. I will never forget that. I'm like, this is a miracle. So you ask for help and you get help in unexpected ways. So I was able to drive my friends home, drive home. My mom was never the wiser when I was at a party or whatever happened at the football players. I didn't get in trouble. Everything was fine. And that's all because I asked. If I didn't ask, oh my God, who knows what would have happened? Would I be here today? No. Oh my gosh. So then the last one is enrichment. And enrichment is a combination of all three: authenticity, integrity, responsibility. It's a commitment to yourself to grow, to learn and grow. It's a commitment to continuously enrich yourself, you know, to expand yourself and your life, to take those chances that might seem scary, to become brave, to become confident, to become who you are, the inheritor of this entire cosmos, which is awesome. So see the good in others and see the God in yourself. See God by closing your eyes and opening your heart. See God by opening your eyes and looking at everything around you. And so it is. Yay. Amen. Yay. Don't touch that. Now we have another music video. This one is called We Share the Moon, and it's the title song from our new album. And we filmed this on green screen, but it's actually India in the background. It's the Ganga River, the sacred river in the background.